Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started.
Fusion energy breakthrough means big step towards sustainable energy. All right, Hope, I've been just talking about this story. I think this is probably the biggest story of last year. Essentially, scientists figured out how to fuse two hydrogen atoms together, and the amount of energy that went into fusing it together was less than the energy that they got out of it. So this is a new way of generating energy. Mm-hmm. So U.S. government scientists have produced the first net energy gain in a fusion reaction. Scientists have so far been able to break atoms apart by smashing them into each other. And this is called a nuclear reaction. And they've also been able to fuse two hydrogen atoms together to create energy. But the later case, they lost more energy in the process than they gained. In other words, it took more energy for them to fuse two atoms together than the energy they got from it. And what happened here for the first time was, and so here it is, it says in fusion research, the holy grail has been to gain more energy from the reaction that is put into it. So you put in, let's say, X amount of energy to fuse two atoms together, and what you want to get out of it is like 2X, for
right.
example.
Right.
Or you know what I'm saying? So, or X and a half. It's just something more than just what you put into it.
Yeah, you want more bang for your buck. Yeah.
100%.
So researchers refer to this as a scientific net energy gain, meaning the energy that the laser which enabled this emitted was less than what it created through the process. For comparison, there is only about 1% efficiency in the lasers used at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California, which is one of the most advanced labs in the world. In other words, running those lasers consumes about 99 times more energy than they can ultimately deliver.
And it's been predicted that fusion plants would be operational in the 90s and 2000s, the 2010s, and now the 2020s. This kind of power has long since been a mirage. But current fusion experts maintain that this experiment, that is the prototype fusion power plant, could be available by 2030 if governments and private donors fund fusion aggressively. And I do know that two of the biggest donors are Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. Obviously getting into this game very, very early, knowing that this is going to be the way that energy is created in the future. And it's clean energy as well, by the way.
Oh, good. Okay.
This is basically the chemistry of how the sun burns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There are many benefits to using fusion energy. Due to the fact that fusion cannot cause runaway reactions, the technology is much safer than nuclear fission. Fusion also doesn't emit harmful substances like carbon dioxide or other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Because there is relatively little long-lasting waste generated by fusion machines, they are inherently safer, which is
that's why I said good news. For the first time, we're reading a story that's actually great news.
Yes.
This technology also does not produce toxic carbon emissions or radioactive byproducts. Finally,
mm-hmm.
It only emits inert helium and neutrons, making it safer and better for the planet. Also, seawater contains heavy hydrogen atoms, which are the fuel for fusion, meaning we are not likely to run out of fuel. There's actually enough fuel in the oceans for millions of years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
That is absolutely incredible. This was an exciting development, but it's important to keep in mind that even if we could build these plants today, they still require just a fraction less energy than what we use today. So it's not necessarily a game changer just yet. The majority of our future energy needs, according to projections, come from the growing number of humans and their increased consumption. Even if this technology was ready now, it wouldn't be enough to counteract these projected increases. Oof.
The reason is that the technology's brand new. I mean, they've always tried to get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that now they got there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the important thing. So to enjoy a better quality of life on our planet, we need a sustainable energy mix. Yes, I think we need to get rid of fossil fuels altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Due to its immense merits, fusion can be part of it. I think it's going to be a major, if not the major part. But let's put an emphasis on that phrase, a part of it, because it's still a long way off from being in production, much less cutting into energy generation that costs so much. I mean, yes, the point is that we're not ready for it today, but we are hopefully going to be ready for it tomorrow. So for anyone wondering why we are talking about this on a public health podcast, let me connect the dots for you. Right now, across the world, many of the worst health outcomes are tied to two things, namely the lack of cheap energy, which can lead to poverty, poor nutrition, and an inability to access healthier foods and lifestyles, and environmental devastation connected with trying to extract more energy from limited resources. So at the end of the day, clean energy is very directly tied to public health.
I just think this is great. I mean, we need something to be hopeful about, right? Because all we hear about and all we see is the devastation of us burning our fossil fuels, right? So this is so positive. I see this as my children, my grandchildren will benefit from this. And I'm
100%.
I'm happy about that, because and the way we're going right now, I don't know what's going to be left for them, you know?
Right.
So
think about this. Good. You know, this is kind of like a way, way, way out there thought. But, you know, we see and we've heard of, you know, flying cars, or, you know, we've seen enough of the science fiction. I mean, oftentimes science fiction, as it portends either in books or movies, oftentimes does predict the future.
Mm-hmm.
And think about once we get good at being able to do fusion as energy. Think about the innovation that could come from that,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, think about, this is where we now see our flying cars being able to possibly travel immense distances at shorter periods of time. I'm talking about space distances,
mm-hmm.
You know, this is, to me, I see this is going to be a game changer for humanity.
You know,
and so it can't come soon enough as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you. Speaking of science fiction predicting what's going to happen in the future, I saw a meme recently about, remember that cartoon Jetsons?
Yeah, of course.
Just about everything they showed on the Jetsons has come true. And like,
really?
Zoom meetings, like 3D printing of like they were printing food, but like we have 3D printing of all kinds of things now, but like everything. Almost everything that they showed on the Jetsons, we're now doing. Like, it blew my mind. Oh my God, so what? Like, what is coming? Like you said, like, what is coming now? We're gonna be flying cars. I hope to be here when we're flying the cars. I hope to be here. Like, I want to see it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.